lifestyle. Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
After the second half, 34-24, Wisconsin leads Minnesota. Butchie, we'll see if the Badgers can keep the Gophers at arm's length here. Minnesota kind of trying to creep back into this thing after trailing by as many as 15. They got it down to 10.
Yeah, and the start of the second half is really important when you look at what Minnesota has done. Like I said, it's starting to kind of feel a little bit more comfortable. You saw over the last 4 minutes, have not shot the ball well at all. 3 of 14 from 3. 9 of 29. Some of that's Wisconsin's defense. Some of it is they've just missed shots, too. So it's one of those things over these next 4 minutes to start this game, or to start the second half. Do you take away Minnesota's vibes here as far as the way they're starting to play and just put a kibosh to it? Or do you let them start kind of feeling good about themselves? Crucial 4 minutes here.
Cam Christie with two first half fouls out there to start the second half for the Gophers. Likewise, Stephen Crowell for Wisconsin. These are the two players with more than one foul as we get set for the second half. It'll be Minnesota ball. They'll move to our right. As we view it, high above the floor at Williams Arena.
And I look for Minnesota to try to get the ball inside early on. Stephen Crowell is obviously starting two fouls. Tyler Wall avoided that second one.
And Wall is checking Dawson Garcia. The second half is underway. Mike Mitchell out front. He'll throw to Elijah Hawkins. Pitched it back to Mitchell. Bounces Garcia high on the right. And a tough handoff. It's bobbled and gathered by Mitchell. Glides off to the left as Minnesota resets. Hawkins is open for three. Left of the circle, and he drills it. And Minnesota is within seven. 34-27 Wisconsin. Opening minute second half. Badgers moving to our left. Max Klesman on the dribble against Mitchell at the left elbow. Bounce pass to Crowell, left of the lane. Single coverage Garcia. Crowell backing, knocked away by Garcia. Went off of Crowell's leg and out of bounds.
Well, not a good start to the first 40 seconds of the second half. Give up a three and then have a turnover.
Wolfers going with that single coverage down low. And up the floor comes Elijah Hawkins. 34-27 Wisconsin. 45 seconds gone by in the second half. Hawkins on the right side. Hawkins did not play in their last game against Michigan State. Had an ankle injury against Iowa. Finished that game, but sat out the game in East Lansing. Back in there tonight. Pharrell Payne off the right elbow. Faces up on Stephen Crowell. Five to shoot. Payne in the lane. Goes up left hand. Rolls in. And it's a five-point game. 34-29 Wisconsin. So the Gophers are right back into this thing as Hepburn throwing to Crowell at the top. Angles at the Wall on the right side. Wall against Payne. Backing his Wall. Backing left shoulder turn. One pump, two pumps up low on the left. And it's off the glass. That's it. Rebound to Minnesota. And here comes Elijah Hawkins for the Gophers. Hawkins up top. Off screens from Payne and Garcia. Hawkins turns the corner. Reverse layup is good. As the Gophers pull to within three. 34-31 Wisconsin. A minute 45 gone by second half. Badgers will play on. Guard wants to see how they handle this run. Wall on the left side, throwing to Crowell at the top. Leads it for Max Klesman. Klesman to Wall, pops at the score high on the left. Crowd into it for the first time tonight here at Williams Arena. Hepburn off the right wing. Chucky foul line jumper in and out. No good. Store the rebound. Low on the right with the putback.
What a big bucket there by A.J. Store.
36-31 Wisconsin, 2:20 into the second half. Cam Christie outside right, flips it to Pharrell Payne, hand off to Mitchell. Mitchell right of the circle, a toss to Garcia, turns it to Hawkins on the left side. Hawkins against Hepburn, throwing to Christie. Left of the wheel, good closeout by Store. Five to shoot. Hawkins finds Payne in the lane. Got tied up, got it back. Whistle, and they get a tie up.
Jump ball. Oh,
yes, sir. Yep. Arrow, Wisconsin. Well, they converged on the big fella there. Badgers get the stop. Back on offense, up five. 2 minutes, 40 seconds into the second half. Hepburn jogs it to the front court. Flips it to Tyler Wall. Feeds Store at the left point. Storr with a lob into Crow. Low on the right. Goes up over Garcia. Blocked by Garcia. They get another a tie up there. Ball. And another held ball. Arrow, Minnesota.
But Stinkrow read that screen right. Garcia jumped over that screen. The lob was there. But then just get up, Schaffelick, and go through Garcia. He didn't let Garcia come to him. That's where the jump ball happened.
36-31 Wisconsin. 3 minutes into the second half. Hawkins between the arcs, high screen Payne. Hawkins moves to his right, steps back, takes a three. It's good, and Hawkins is feeling it.
Thought
that was a, yeah, it should be a three. Scoreboard not reflecting it. 36-34 Wisconsin. With 16:40 remaining, Hepburn to the left side. Chucky throwing to Storr at the top. AJ off the wall screen. Storr right of the lane. Tough fadeaway. No chance. Wall, the offensive rebound. Low on the right. Flipped it up and in.
What a rebound and what a finish, Matt. My goodness, Tyler Wall.
38-34 Wisconsin. 16:20 to play. Gophers have come out swinging here in the second half. Hawkins leaves it for Dawson Garcia. Throws it to Mitchell high on the left. A pass for Christie. Gives it up to Hawkins. Hepburn defends. High screen Pharrell Payne. Hepburn works right over it. Now Hawkins again off the screen. Right foul line extended. Leads it for Garcia. Dribbles off the right wing in the lane. Low on the left. One pump. Leans it over wall. Shooting. Missing. Rebound. Crowell for Wisconsin.
It's nice to have seniors.
Sure is.
Good defense there by Tyler Wall.
He has the ball now, throwing to A.J. Storr. A.J. left-hand dribble down the lane to the rim, and it's knocked away by Christie and out of bounds. New Storr had his eyes on a dunk, and Christie said, not this time. We hit the under 16 media timeout. At U.S. Bank, we know when you invest in a community, the community invests in you. We are committed to providing high-quality, innovative products and services that meet the needs and demands of our customers. U.S. Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC, 15:42 remaining, Wisconsin 38, Minnesota 34. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Monday, you're already late for work. You scramble, putting on pants while brushing your teeth in the dark. And you're starving. But the only thing in the fridge, Friday night's leftovers. Oof, a three-day-old curry beef burrito for breakfast? Big gamble. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, better odds. We're your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, your odds are better here.
Hi, I'm Pete Schwabe, an actor, writer, director, and comedian. Join me for my new show, Nightlight, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll chill after a long day in traffic, talking politics, or trying to look busy at work. We'll talk movies, TV, theater, music, and lots of fun Wisconsin stuff. So mix an old-fashioned and join the discussion. We'll go from Wisconsin to Hollywood and back, and you can still be in bed by 10. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 8 to 10, on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
I'm Dr. Jasmine Zapata, Chief Medical Officer for Community Health at the Wisconsin Department of Health Services. Every year in the U.S., about 21,000 lung cancer deaths are caused by radon, an odorless, tasteless, and colorless gas. One in 10 Wisconsin homes has high levels of radon. Does yours? Call 1-888-LOW-RADON or visit lowradon.org to learn more. Test. Fix. Save a life.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Robert Hack Diamonds sells lab-grown diamonds for crazy low prices. The price on these diamonds has dropped to where Robert Hack Diamonds can sell 1 carat for $5.99. Yes, you heard me right. Get a 1 carat diamond at Robert Hack Diamonds for $5.99. Time to buy yourself a new pair of diamond studs. How about the diamond solitaire pendant? With prices these low, why not get 2 or 3 carat single diamond? Robert Hack Diamonds now open in Brookfield and in Greenfield, 76 and Lake. RobertHackDiamonds.com.
XM Big Ten Radio. Tune in for news, talk, and analysis from the offseason through the regular season and into the postseason. We've got your team covered anywhere you go. Get a free trial at SiriusXM.us/Big Ten Radio 2023. 15:42 remaining. Wisconsin 38, Minnesota 34.
And offensively, just calm down. Make sure you get some good possessions here.
Chucky Hepburn, baseline left, throws it into Tyler Wall on the dribble. Walks it left wing. A toss out to Stephen Crowell. He's out high. Hands off to Hepburn. Chucky bobs off the Crowell screen. Stops right elbow. Pivots. Whips at the wall for three on the left side, and he banks it in. Two banked in threes for Wisconsin. Klusman in the first half, Wall in the second. 41-34 Wisconsin, 15-15 remaining. Terrell Payne leads it for Cam Christie outside right. Bounces to Payne, right wing. Payne moving in on Crowell. Payne, the left with the right lane line. A toss out to Elijah Hawkins. Hawkins, high screen Payne. Hawkins hangs in the air, throws it to Mitchell on the left side. Good cover from Klusman. A throw out to Hawkins, two to shoot. Desperation three, and he banked it in.
Anything you can do, I can do better.
41-37 Wisconsin. That was a desperation deep three with the shot clock winding down. Store for three straight on. Front rim and out, no good. Hawkins flies in the lane for the rebound. Brings it up the floor for Minnesota with the Badgers up four. Christie for three right of the circle. It's good. And the Gophers are red hot from distance. 41-40 Wisconsin. Timeout, Greg Gard. As Minnesota 4-for-4 from downtown here to begin this second half. And we've got a full timeout. Wisconsin basketball brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, the healthcare team for the Badgers and proud sponsors of UW Athletics. 14-21 remaining. Wisconsin 41, Minnesota 40. Back in a moment. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
The big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
It's fully leaded education talk.
Hard facts with a humorous twist.
Check out Busted Pencils, Tuesdays at 7 on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, I'm Pete Schwabe, an actor, writer, director, and comedian. Join me for my new show, Nightlight, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll chill after a long day in traffic, talking politics, or trying to look busy at work. We'll talk movies, TV, theater, music, and lots of fun Wisconsin stuff. So mix an old-fashioned and join the discussion. We'll go from Wisconsin to Hollywood and back, and you can still be in bed by 10. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 8 to 10 on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
This down just one now with 14-21 to play, 41-40. After that last three, a couple of players got tangled up, and Minnesota assistant Dave Thorsten was going ballistic on the sideline. Ben Johnson was talking to the officials. They went to the monitor for a review of some sort, checking a potential flagrant, but there was none. And we will play on here. It'll be Wisconsin basketball. Greg Gard using a timeout as the Gophers are on fire here to start this second half. John Blackwell sideline left will inbound to Hepburn. 41-40 Wisconsin, 14-19 remaining. Hepburn on the dribble left of the lane. Well, stops, leaves it for Wall. Left foul line extended. Wall against Pharrell Payne. Tyler backing in the lane. Left shoulder, one pump, goes up and in off the window.
Great balance, man. I mean, just Tyler understands how to do that so well.
43-40 Wisconsin. 13:53 left here in Minneapolis. And a kicked ball. Minnesota will keep possession. Badgers five of the floor. Klusman, Blackwell, Hepburn, Wall, and Crowell. Mitchell, Hawkins, Christie, Payne, and Garcia for Minnesota. And the ball is Pharrell Payne. Is off to Hawkins, baseline right, runs through the lane, going right to left, now near the corner against Wall. Hawkins goes into Payne, low on the left, pushed it up, no good, rebound tipped, and it's out of bounds. Last touched by, we're talking about it, last touched by Wisconsin. 13-31 remaining, 43-40 Wisconsin. Gophers inbounding, sideline lefts. They go into Pharrell Payne. A handoff to Hawkins. He got fouled by Chucky Hepburn, and Hawkins awkwardly goes to the floor. Second foul on Hepburn. Hawkins now on his feet, and he stays in the game.
We talked about the start of the second half. Well, Minnesota got going.
Mm-hmm.
Made a bunch of threes now. Now you've got yourself a game defensively. You need to lock in right now.
Pharrell Payne outside left, hands off to Hawkins. Hawkins against Hepburn. Hawkins on the dribble. Works right foul line extended. Now outside the arc, loops it into Garcia. Garcia against Wall. Garcia in the lane, goes up left hand, off the rim, no good. Rebound tip, scramble, and it's gathered by Mitchell. Another chance here for Minnesota. Cam Christie off the high screen, pull up long two straight away, banged off the back rim, no good. Hepburn clears for the Badgers. 13 minutes remaining, 43-40 Wisconsin. Hepburn to the front court, flips to Klesman. Max with 8 points coming in the first half. He'll throw at the Wall in the right wing. Wall shovels at the Crow, right of the lane against Garcia. Backing is Crow. Backing, turns in the lane, up left hand, good. Crow again going to the offhand, 5 point lead, Wisconsin.
And what a big sequence. You get Wisconsin that scores in the post. Minnesota doesn't score in the post on the other end.
45-40, Wisconsin, 12 and a half minutes remaining. Elijah Hawkins off the Payne screen, dribble drive, right lane line through the paint, feeds Mitchell, left corner three is good. And the Gophers are 5 of 5 from the arc in the second half.
And too many paint drives. Hawkins isn't looking to score in it, but he's looking to get there, so the defense collapse.
45-43, Wisconsin, 12-10 to play. Klesman on the dribble to the line, down the lane to the rim, runs it up, and it hangs off the right side, iron and out, no good. Here's Cam Christie, lead feed to Hawkins, cross court to Mitchell on the left side, takes it off the wing. In the lane, Crow cut him off, Christie for three in the lead, it's good. They cannot miss. 46-45 Minnesota with 11:48 remaining. The Gophers are 6 of 6 from downtown in the second half. Here's Max Klesman, slips at the Wall, Tyler whistle, and this time it is a charge. Getting position was Dawson Garcia, under 12 media timeout. Momentum to Minnesota. Wisconsin basketball brought to you by WEA Member Benefits. We'd like to thank all public school educators for their dedication to our communities. WEA Member Benefits, enhancing the financial lives of Wisconsin public school employees. 11:39 remaining, Minnesota 46, Wisconsin 45. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
At Shields, we know the basketball season is a full-court press from tip-off to final buzzer. Each game presents an opportunity to see your Badgers take the court and compete for the win. So be there for every second to show your support head-to-toe in Wisconsin red and white. Shields has partnered with the Wisconsin Badgers to provide your favorite fan gear. So visit Shields in-store or online to start every game with a slam dunk. Shields, proud partner of Wisconsin athletics and basketball fans everywhere.
SeatGeek's the ticketing app for fans like the sideline shot caller.
Come on, boys, pick up the pace!
SeatGeek got him a great deal on seats right near the action, so when he yells,
"What are you doing? Block him!"
he can be absolutely sure the players heard him. SeatGeek handles the tickets to sports, concerts, and more, so fans can fan.
What happens when you call your insurance company?
If you have water in your basement, press 1.
Most big companies have a recorded message or an app.
If you are in your living room and see sky when you look up, press 2.
But when something bad happens, you just want to talk to a person. On a day like that, that phone line can end up feeling like a lifeline. At a time like that, you want a company like West Bend. Because the worst brings out our best.
If there is a tree in your bedroom, Press 3.
Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
Hustle is what it takes to dominate, and it's exactly what built Ford tough trucks were made to do. Check out the F-150 or the Super Duty at your Wisconsin Ford dealer today. In the first half from three, Minnesota was 3 for 14. In the second half, Minnesota 6 for 6. And the Gophers had their first lead since the early minutes when they led 9-8. They now lead 46-45, 11:39 to play.
Dribble penetration. You cannot let Minnesota's guards get into the paint. They're not looking to score when they get in there. They're looking to spray that thing out for threes. That's what they've done. That's why they've been 6 of 6. Yes, Hawkins had a step back in there. So 5 of the 6 were from sprayouts. One was just a really good shot. But you got to contain the ball of your Wisconsin on the defensive end. We talked about it to start this half. We talked about it. You got to get off to that first four. They did. Now you got a ball game. Now you got to regroup your team. And this is where the experience of Wisconsin comes into play. Lock up on defense. Offensively, make sure your possessions are good.
The Gophers overall, 8 of 13 here in the second half. Badgers, 5 of 13. Wisconsin led by as many as 15 in the first half, 10 at the half. But Minnesota now leads 46-45. Gophers have the ball with 11:33 and counting left in the game. Dawson Garcia leads it for Mike Mitchell. A bounce for Cam Christie, who bobbles and gathers out between the arcs. On a Parker Fox screen. And now a long two on the way is no good. Rebound Crowell. And they're going to get Parker Fox inside for the foul, his first.
And that was a really good chin action by Minnesota. When I say a chin action, it's a ball screen by a big, and then it's a... It's an upscreen, sorry, upscreen, ball screen, back screen. Wisconsin did a good job of handling it.
Jeffrey Hepburn leads it for A.J. Store, throwing to John Blackwell, flips to Carter Gilmore, back in there for Wisconsin. Store on the right side. Now to Crowell, open three, straight on. Back iron, no good. Rebound, Blackwell trying to save, pinballed around, gathered by Minnesota. Elijah Hawkins, cross court, left to right. Here's Mitchell in the lane, leads it for Parker Fox, down the lane, runs it up, missed, but he was fouled by Blackwell, and Parker Fox, the Northern State transfer, at the line for two.
I haven't said this a lot, Matt, but right now Wisconsin needs an energy giver.
They do.
Right? Just a play. There needs to be a moment here where it just changes the momentum.
Parker Fox, 12 of 25 this season at the free throw line. At 4 points in the first half, of the first free throw is no good. Back rim, front rim fell off. 46-45 Minnesota with 10:58 remaining. Gophers come in 3-4 in Big Ten play, 12-6 overall. Badgers 6-1, first place by half a game on Purdue. Second free throw, no good. Gilmore the rebound. So Fox missed them both. And the Badgers still down one, back on offense. Hepburn throwing to Gilmore, leads it for Blackwell. At the top for Crowell. One dribble, turns it to Store. Left of the lane, A.J. backing on Christie. Store in the lane, off-balance shot, banked it, missed it, rebound loose, diving Gilmore, Fox gets it, ahead it goes to Elijah Hawkins, his pass goes behind Garcia, Crowell picks it up, finds Gilmore, down the lane, slam dunk! Carter Gilmore provides a little energy, Badgers up one.
And that might be your energy giver right there.
47-46 Wisconsin, 10:17 remaining. Garcia at the top, hands off to Hawkins. Right lane line, cut off by Hepburn. Hawkins retreats to the right wing. Hawkins continues on the dribble, probing and retreating again. Shot clock at 5. Hawkins turns it to Garcia. He'll gather, right corner, 2 to shoot, 1 to shoot. Garcia running jump off the rim. Shot clock violation. It didn't hit the rim. It was wide left.
It's amazing how this game works, though. You make a hustle play. Carter Gilmore taps it. All of a sudden leads to a turnover. He gets the bucket, the dunk. Then it leads to a shot clock violation.
Yes, sir. 9:55 remaining. 47-46 Wisconsin. Max Klesman in there for the Badgers now. Hepburn takes a break. Store with a feed intended for Crowell. He bobbled it. It's out of bounds. It was first deflected by a Gopher, then went off of Stevie and out of bounds. And Wisconsin gives it right back.
Like the idea. Just tough angle to make that pass.
9:44 remaining, 47-46 Wisconsin. And Christie high on the right. Bounces to Garcia, left of the circle. He'll leave it for Elijah Hawkins. On the left side, steps back, three in the air, is off the rim and out, no good. Store elevates for the rebound. Minnesota finally cooling off. Here's Max Klesman to the front court. 1 point lead, Wisconsin. Tough pass intended for Crow. Parker Fox knocked it out of bounds. Boy, that was dangerous.
I think Coach Garman lost his mind, and rightfully so. There was no reason to make that pass.
20 to shoot, 9:19 to play, 47-46 Wisconsin. Max Klesman, right-hand toss for Blackwell, high on the right, driving on Hawkins, low on the right to the rim, and he runs it up and in. First points for Blackwell, 49-46 Wisconsin with 9:05 remaining. Elijah Hawkins will bring it up. 14.6 assists so far for Hawkins this evening. Mitchell outside right, finds the cutter in Dawson Garcia, single coverage crowd. In the lane, Garcia turns, one pump up left hand, and missed it, and a whistle inside. We got a foul coming up against Minnesota.
Parker Fox.
His second.
Which takes the basket away.
Yep. Yeah, they wiped that. Yep.
They wiped the basket.
Yes, sir.
I thought they were going to count the basket, had the foul. They wiped it.
Yeah, I said they wiped it right away. I looked at that and said, no good. Here's Store outside left. Beats Crowell at the top. Three-point lead, Wisconsin. 8:35 remaining. Blackwell right side. Three in the air. Short, no good. Long rebound, Dawson Garcia. Ahead to Elijah Hawkins. Lead feed to Christie, and he got checked by A.J. Store as Christie goes to the floor. And a little chirping now. You got Fox. Get a little chatty, and Carter Gilmore not in any hurry to run away from it.
I don't think he's run away from much.
Nope.
But we talked about that. I circled, wrote down right here on my 10:45, Carter Gilmore. Like, to me, I said a minute earlier you needed an energy giver.
Yeah.
Like, so far it's been that. Now they're going to go back and look at this, and I don't know what they're looking at.
Yeah.
Like, this is an overuse of the monitor, in my opinion.
Yeah, great guard going, really? What are we doing here? I mean, it was just chirping more than anything else here. We have 8:26 remaining. And they're going to go ahead and get a full timeout here as they have a monitor review. So we'll take a break. 8 minutes, 26 seconds to play. Wisconsin 49, Minnesota 46. Back in a moment. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
How do you master the game of basketball? With ingenuity. By creating new opportunities to turn post-ups into layups, spin moves into easy steals, press breaks into fast breaks. At UW Health, we use the same ingenuity to treat injuries. We build a team of the greatest minds in sports medicine, constantly innovating for the future of sports treatment. As the Badgers' official team doctors, we're dedicated to delivering advanced care every day so any athlete can stay on their A game. UW Health. Remarkable.
You're listening to the Wisconsin Badgers live on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN in Racine and Kenosha. Your local station is the best place to catch the excitement of every Badgers play and every score.
It's your hometown radio refreshed. And check out even more live programs with specific content designed just for you on the free Civic Media app. It's the way to take your favorite local station with you wherever you go. Search the app for other Wisconsin sports broadcasts, your local news, information, or music shows live, or listen to podcasts anytime, anywhere.
And keep it here. More live coverage of the Wisconsin Badgers coming up on your local Civic Media radio station, 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
Looking for lab-grown diamonds? Robert Hack Diamonds sells them at crazy prices. How about 2-carat total weight diamond studs for $999? Robert Hack Diamonds can get any size, shape, or clarity in natural or lab-grown diamonds. Don't buy until you call Robert Hack Diamonds. $999 for a pair of 2-carat diamond studs? Wow! Robert Hack Diamonds in both Greenfield and Brookfield.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells is your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Your odds are better there. Well, another monitor review, but nothing doing. They're going to
Shocking.
Go back to play basketball here. 8:26 remaining. 49-46. Wisconsin leading
Minnesota.
You mean
Minnesota. They didn't find anything there?
Yeah.
Shocking.
I think you got three officials a little nervous about the chippiness and some chirpiness going on here. So they're, again, they took a look. Nothing doing. We're going to play ball. It's a border battle.
What do you expect?
Of course it's going to be like this.
Last six have been decided by 6 points.
And Christie inbounds to Mitchell, who was out of sync and stepped on the sideline as he attempted to catch.
It was wide open, by the way. Was wide open.
Big gift for Wisconsin.
Especially coming from a guy that 38% from three.
There's Hepburn, left side to the front court. Chucky across the top of the key. Flips it to Klesman. Open three, right side. Nailed it. Max Klesman with another three. 52-46, Wisconsin with 8:10 remaining. 11 for Max Klesman here tonight, averaging 19.5 per over his last four coming into this one. Elijah Hawkins rips a pass to Dawson Garcia across the top of the key. Hands off to Hawkins, picked up by Wall on the switch. A throw to Cam Christie, covered up by Storr. Now it's Hawkins, shot clock at 5. Hawkins top of the circle, inside feed, broken up in the air. It's pulled down by Wall. It was Hepburn breaking it up. Another outstanding play by Chucky Hepburn. 6-point lead, Wisconsin, 7:35 remaining. Hepburn directing the traffic offensively now for Wisconsin. He'll flip it to Klesman against Mitchell, high on the left. Bounce pass, Wall. Tyler left to the paint against Pharrell Payne. Wall starting to back. Backing to the left block. Still backing. In the lane. Goes up right hand. Good. They bumped him. They bumped him and bumped him again. And Tyler Wall said, go crazy. I want to flip it in with the right hand.
Great 50 patience.
Timeout, Minnesota. Yep, good to be a senior, good to be a grad student. Tyler Wall as the Gophers take a timeout. Badgers lead by 8. Long way to go, though. 7:09 remaining. 54-46, Wisconsin. We'll keep it here.
I'm shocked there wasn't a foul, but that goes back to the patience and the experience of playing in the post for as long as Tyler Wall has. Most freshmen or young player in that situation would go and get bumped once, get bumped twice, and then shoot a fadeaway.
Mm-hmm.
What did Tyler do? Continue to back down, be strong, because he was going to continue to get that space, and he finished over Payne in that situation.
13 for Wall to lead Wisconsin. Storr and Klesman each with 11.
And can we talk about that play by Chucky Hepburn that to be able to jump out of the gym, get a deflection on a lob that was there for Minnesota. It leads to another steal by Wisconsin. And that's the thing that people don't talk nearly enough about Chucky Hepburn is his leadership. I'm done looking at stats when I talk about Chucky. Uh-huh. I'm just going to look at him and say winner, period. That's it.
Yeah, he is. No, he is all of that. Gophers using a timeout. Both coaches have two timeouts available. Inbounds pass to Elijah Hawkins. Out high, gets a little screen from Payne. Hawkins on the right wing. Kills the dribble, pivots, bounces the Payne off the right elbow, flips it back to Hawkins. Hawkins to the line, down the lane, up left hand, back rim and in. Good take from Elijah Hawkins, 54-48, Wisconsin, 6:48 remaining. Hepburn to the front court for Wisconsin. Hawkins trying to get into it. Chucky at the top, leads it for A.J. Storr, whips it inside, caught by Crow, left block, backing Crow, up right hand, off the rim, no good. Rebound, tipped to Dawson Garcia.
How there wasn't a foul there, man, I don't know.
There's Hawkins at the top for Minnesota as Hepburn defends, 6:25 remaining, 54-48 Wisconsin. Elijah Hawkins will take the dribble to the right wing, and it's knocked out of bounds by Hepburn as Hawkins was getting near the sideline. Chucky just has that instinct of knowing when to
make the play.
That attempt. Yep. There's Pharrell Payne. Right foul line extended. Hepburn knocked it loose. Payne got it back in the lane up over Wall. No good. Rebound. Wall disrupted. And the rebound to A.J. Storr. And Tyler Wall affecting that take inside. And here's Hepburn through the center circle for Wisconsin. 6 minutes to play. 54-48 the Badgers. Chucky at the top of the circle. Now a step back three, left side off the rim, no good. Pharrell Payne the rebound for Minnesota. The lead stays at 6 for the Badgers, 5:45 remaining. Hawkins outside right. It's off a high screen to the left wing as Klesman digs in defensively. Hawkins with a lob out to Payne at the top of the circle with 12 to shoot. Payne against Crowell. Low on the right. Pushed it up and in. Terrell Payne with 9. Minnesota back within 4. 54-50 Wisconsin. 5:22 remaining. Tyler Wall hands off to A.J. Storr. Throws it to Crowell. One dribble. Moves off to Klesman, high on the left. Max to the top. And it's bad pass. Wanted Crowell. Picked off Garcia. Here comes Hawkins. Taps the brakes right of the circle. Turns to Garcia. Open three right side. Good. And Minnesota is within 1. 7-point run for the Gophers. 54-53 Wisconsin. 4:55 remaining. Tyler Wall hands off to Storr. Throws it to Wall. Off the left block. Wall against Garcia. Pass out to Hepburn. Chucky spin move. Whistle. Foul is called. Hepburn getting it into the lane. Drawing the contact. Just the third foul on Minnesota. And it's on Elijah Hawkins. His second.
And again, that corner three comes by a turnover from Wisconsin. If you just take care of the basketball, you're in a good situation.
10 turnovers for the Badgers, 8 for Minnesota. 1-point lead for Wisconsin, 4:45 remaining. Hepburn baseline left, throws it into Crowell, hands it back to Chucky. Steps back, thought about it, turned it down, and gets it to Crowell, hands it back to Hepburn, loops it inside, Crowell catches in the lane, and digging down was Elijah Hawkins on the 7-footer, Stephen Crowell, and Hawkins just picked up his third foul.
And the Barnes not happy, but that's a foul every time.
Yep.
You hear me talk a lot about it. Hawkins just needed to be big as he could possibly be at 5'11".
54-53 Wisconsin, 4:35 remaining. A.J. Storr on the drive, and he got fouled by Braden Carrington checking back in. So Minnesota racking up the fouls. 2 on Carrington, 5 on the Gophers now. So just one more to give.
But what an offensive possession. 3 straight fouls here by Wisconsin. They've attacked the basket every time.
Inbounds pass. Crowell to Hepburn. Now throws to Tyler Wall. Right of the key against Pharrell Payne. Wall rocking the dribble. Tyler in the lane. Right block. Pivots. One pump. Goes up. Got fouled by Payne. And Tyler Wall goes to the line for 2 shots. Badgers have barely been there tonight. The only Wisconsin player to attempt free throws is A.J. Storr, who is 3 of 4. And now Tyler Wall at the line for 2. Badgers up 1. 4:21 remaining.
That possession right there on the offensive end, to have 4 fouls and get to the free throw line, like, can't emphasize that enough in this game.
First free throw, no good for Tyler Wall. Nolan Winter checking in for Crowell. We're coming up on the under 4 media, so guard buying Stevie a little extra time. 4:21 left in the game. 54-53, Wisconsin leads Minnesota. Wall missed the first free throw. One more coming. Eyes the rim, free throw on the way, and it's good. 1 out of 2 for Wall, 55-53 Wisconsin. Down to the end we go at the barn. Elijah Hawkins looking to his head coach, Ben Johnson. And Hawkins will start the offense against Hepburn, a throw to Payne. Off the right elbow, move it in on Winter. One pump, low on the right, goes up short. Rebound, Nolan Winter.
Oh, what a possession by Nolan Winter.
Grown man's work from the freshman. To the front court is Klesman. 3:55 to play. Badgers up 2. A.J. Storr. Throw a long 2 on the way. Off the rim, no good. Rebound Elijah Hawkins. Didn't like that possession a lot for Wisconsin. Here's Mitchell throwing to Hawkins at the top. 2-point lead, Wisconsin, 3:40 remaining. Hawkins loops it into Garcia against Wall. Garcia, a little dig from Hepburn, cross-court pass Mitchell, turns it to Carrington, bounce pass Payne, left block against Winter. Payne knocked away, Klesman out of bounds to Minnesota with 9 to shoot, 3:28 to play as we hit the under 4 media timeout. Menards is a proud sponsor of Wisconsin Athletics and reminds everyone to save big money on all your home improvement needs at Menards. And visit any Wisconsin Steinhoffel store the weekend of January 25th through the 27th for Badgers Sale Weekend. You'll get a $100 gift card to the University Bookstore when you spend $2,999 or more. Relax, it's Steinhoffel's. 3:28 remaining, Wisconsin 55, Minnesota 53. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Save big money at Menards and stock up on your favorite Procter & Gamble products. Procter & Gamble delivers quality products from brands that you can trust, like Dawn, Tide, Bounty, and more. Keep your home clean and stocked with essentials like paper towels, toilet paper, dish soap, and cleaning supplies. Right now at Menards, get a $10 mail-in rebate with a purchase of $40 or more on qualifying Procter & Gamble products. Prices good through January 28th.
Save big money at Menards.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com. That's WEABenefits.com. WEA Member Benefits is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Matt LePay for Steinhoffels. Since 1934, Steinhoffels has been Wisconsin's furniture and mattress destination for quality, selection, and service. Steinhoffels is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. During the weekend of January 26th through the 28th, visit any Wisconsin Steinhoffels store, spend $2,999 or more, and get a $100 gift card to the University Bookstore to get the latest Badgers gear and apparel. Relax, it's Steinhoffels.
Time to pick tonight's Old Dominion best in the game, Tyler Wall, the Minnesota guy, 14 points, 4 assists. Butchie helping his team to this 2-point lead. Old Dominion Freight Line works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to be the official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics.
And he's done it by going 6-7 from the floor. Ultra efficient what he's done. Now, 3:28 left in the game, 9 seconds on the shot clock. 2-point game. Shouldn't expect anything different. Last six games have all been determined by 6 points. So follow right along with this. It's going to be on the defensive end, Matt. Coach Gard got after this team against Indiana. We'll see how they respond. You get 3 minutes and 28 seconds to figure it out. Let's see if you can pull out a win.
Wisconsin 55, Minnesota 53. Braden Carrington, baseline left, will inbound. Shot clock is at 9. Carrington. In it inbounds, out of Hawkins, shot clock at 5, a feed to Garcia, off the left elbow, 3 to shoot, and then Garcia will, he'll hit the mid-range jumper, and we are tied at 55, 3:15 remaining. Garcia with 8 points, he averages nearly 18 a game. Crowell with a bounce to A.J. Storr, posting on Carrington, tough shot, off the glass and rim, no good, rebound Carrington, and the Gophers with 3 minutes left for the chance to take the lead. Tied at 55 here at Williams Arena. Mitchell high on the right, throwing to Garcia, top of the circle, hands off Elijah Hawkins. A pass for Pharrell Payne, turns it to Carrington to the right side. Gives off to Garcia. Now it's Mitchell at the top of the arc. Feeds Garcia, moving in on Wall. Low on the right, goes up and in on the reverse. And Minnesota leads 57-55 with 2.5 minutes remaining. Hepburn to the front court for the Badgers on the dribble. Out between the circles, high screen from Crowell. A throw to Max for 3 left side. It's off the rim, missed badly. Rebound Minnesota and Braden Carrington. 2:17 remaining, 57-55 Minnesota. Hawkins against Hepburn at the center circle. Elijah Hawkins pounds a dribble, loops it to Carrington, hands off to Mitchell, quick pass Carrington, shot clock at 10, 2:02 in the game clock. Elijah Hawkins high on the left, Hawkins to the free throw line, pass stolen away by Klesman, lead feed Storr, Carrington is with him, Storr down the lane, sends it down hard, tied at 57 with a minute 47 to play.
That's the stop we were talking about. Now can they get another one here?
Elijah Hawkins walks it up for Minnesota. 1:40 remaining, tied at 57. Mitchell feeds Garcia at the top. A throw to Hawkins. Trying to turn the corner. Leaves it for Payne. Outside right. Payne fakes one hand off. Gives it to Mitchell. 10 on the shot clock. Mitchell baseline right. Jump pass Payne. Low on the
travel,
right.
He walked with the ball.
Turnover Minnesota with a minute 24 remaining.
He absolutely did, and Tyler Wall came over for the help side just to be there soon enough to create the travel.
57-57, a minute 24 remaining, and here comes Chucky. Walks it across half court on the left side. Hepburn gets a high screen from Crowell, throw to Stevie up top, gives off to Hepburn. Chucky left of the lane, driving on Garcia, turns it back to the wall, rotates Klesman. 13 to shoot, Max to the line, down the lane to the rim, all tough shot. Storch tried to crash, he hung on the rim and then sent it down, but that'll be basket interference on the offensive end. And the officials talking to make sure that there shouldn't be.
This basket's no good. Yeah.
Yeah, the basket's no good. I'm just wondering if they're going to get him for hanging on the rim there. But there was enough traffic.
There was more than enough traffic.
Now they're going to, are they going to go to the monitor again? Now they go over to the scorer's table. There should be no basket.
They called the technical.
Wow. They for hanging on the rim. Wow. With 103 remaining, 57 all here in Minneapolis, and a technical foul assessed to A.J. Storr. Boy, he had traffic around him, and it's normally they'll call it on you if there's no traffic, but so it goes. Dawson Garcia at the free throw line, and the free throw rattles out. No good. So we stay tied at 57, 103 remaining. It'll be Minnesota basketball.
Thankfully, that did come back to hurt Wisconsin. It was going to be a turnover anyways. Tie ball game, 1 minute left.
Here's Elijah Hawkins, standing dribble at the midcourt logo. 55 seconds to play. Badgers 57, Gophers 57. Hawkins uncontested dribble. 13 to shoot. Now at 10 with 43 to play. Hawkins throwing to Garcia. Shot clock is down to 5. Garcia deep three, right side, off the rim, no. Rebound tip. Carrington there throws it up, no, but he was fouled. A massive offensive rebound from Braden Carrington. They get Hepburn for the foul with 34.8 seconds remaining.
Talked about how much better Minnesota has gotten rebounding the basketball. Wisconsin, too, that was a 55th rebound.
Braden Carrington, a 74% free throw shooter, 20 for 27 for the year. First free throw is good. Minnesota takes the lead, 58-57 with 34.8 seconds remaining. Second free throw coming up for the sophomore out of Brooklyn Park, Minnesota. On the way, and it is no good. Rebound Storr. Badgers down one, 32 seconds remaining. Hepburn to the front court. Timeout, Wisconsin. 30 to play, 25 to shoot. Minnesota 58, Wisconsin 57. We'll keep it here.
In a situation like this, with 30 seconds on the clock, 25 on the shot clock, you're not holding for a last play here. You're going to try. You're down by one. Run the play you want to get, then you're going to have to rely on your defense to get a stop here.
Minnesota in the second half has hit half of its shots, 7 of 10 for 3. But remember, Gophers made their first 6 threes in the second half. Badgers, we talked about this scoring clip they've been on. They've been held to 23 points in the second half. They find themselves down one, 58-57, with 30 seconds remaining. Badgers will be in the bonus. Minnesota has committed 6 fouls, so keep that in mind.
Balls, if I'm Coach Guard, the ball's in Chucky Hepburn's hands, and you make a play.
Yep.
You're going to probably run a high ball screen action. You've got spacing on the floor. You're also going to have a big rolling hard to the basket.
Possession arrow is to Wisconsin. Keep that in mind if there's a tie-up. A.J. Storr, front court, sideline, right ball inbound. Minnesota 58, Wisconsin 57. 30 seconds remaining. And they are standing all over the place at Williams Arena. Storr gets it into Tyler Wall, hands it back to A.J. Left of the lane, he goes up, and he got fouled by Pharrell Payne. As Storr went into attack mode right away, and Storr will shoot two. His team is down one, 26.4 remaining.
And I said go to Chucky with it, but the end line, sideline out of bounds was perfect. Mm-hmm. They denied Chucky. Tyler Wall came to it, a little bit of a pitch there to get the ball to AJ. AJ turned that corner, and that's where that possession, where they got four fouls on the same possession, was so important.
13 points, 11 rebounds for Storr tonight. He shoots the 1-1, and he will earn the bonus. So they called that foul before the shot. He hits the front end, tied at 58 with 26.4 seconds to play. Cam Christie getting ready to check back in for Minnesota. Storr 4 out of 5 at the foul line tonight. Second free throw coming up for AJ. Spins the ball in his hands, takes his rhythm, dribbles, free throw is good. Badgers lead 59-58. 26.4 seconds remaining. Shot clock is dark. Elijah Hawkins to the front court. Timeout Minnesota, 22.2 seconds to play. 59-58, Wisconsin leads Minnesota.
Now Minnesota will draw up an ATO after timeout play. Probably something that Wisconsin sees bits and pieces of, but not a set that they normally get to. Now, you have to know in this situation, Minnesota, a heavy ball screen team. So you're anticipating it's going to go to a ball screen. You're going to have Hawkins with the ball in his hand defensively. Sit it a lot this game. I'm going to go back there one more time. KYP.
Yep.
Know if it's a driver. Know if it's a shooter. Know who you can help off of. Know who you can't help off of. They're going to have a roller in the paint. You got to be able to suck in enough, but not where you give it up to a shooter and make sure you close out to the shooters that are there.
Now, this is why, if you're Ben Johnson, you got Elijah Hawkins in your program.
That's why, absolutely.
Yep. He has 9 assists tonight, 16 points.
But it's also why, if you're Greg Gard, you got Chucky Hepburn.
No doubt.
Keep guys in front.
Yeah,
they have
to.
We talked about it after the Indiana game. If you want to win a championship, it's on the defensive end right here. Go prove it, boys.
22.2 seconds to play. 59-58. Wisconsin inbounds pass to Hawkins. On the dribble edge of the center circle, down to 18 seconds. Throw to Cam Christie, high on the right. He's with Storr. 15 seconds. Christie holds and looks. Still holds. Throws to Hawkins. 10 seconds. Hawkins, right-hand dribble, right lane. Line fades, flips, it's way short. Ball is loose. Whistle. Foul called on Minnesota. Yes, sir. Badgers get the stop with 5.4 seconds to play.
Fouls on Dawson Garcia. Tyler Wall at the free throw line with a great blockout in that moment.
Major League. Now Tyler Wall at the line for a 1-1. Badgers up one. 5.4 seconds remaining. Wall tonight, 14 points, 1-2 at the free throw line. From Lakeville, Minnesota. Takes a deep breath. His three rhythm dribbles. He'll send it. He hit it. 60-58, Wisconsin with 5.4 to play. One more coming for Tyler Wall. Stephen Crowell looking over at the bench. If he makes it, making sure if he got the green light, the foul. Second free throw, Wall on the way. It's good. Badgers up 3, 5.4 to play. Inbounds pass Cam Christie, and he got fouled by Wall with 4.2 remaining. That's team foul number 6 on Wisconsin, and now you play it through, or do you?
No,
you foul again
okay. With 4.2. Yep. I'm a firm believer, up 3, foul. We've lived this once before in Michigan.
Yeah, we did.
This is a foul. It's nothing outrageous, but you foul.
Or you get a Chucky special and get a turnover, get a steal. We've seen him do that. 4.2 remaining. Hawkins inbounds to Mitchell. And he got fouled right away by Klesman with 3.2 to play. So we've seen Wisconsin do this now, but much of the time it has not through the years.
Absolutely.
I think a game in Ann Arbor
might have changed the thought process just a little bit.
That's why I started to say it, and then I caught myself going, it's one of those, if you practice it, then do it. If you don't practice it, then it's a little more dicey. Mike Mitchell, 10 of 14 this season at the free throw line. 3.2 seconds to play. 1-1 is good. One more coming. 61-59, Wisconsin. And now Mitchell looking over. Do you make it or do you miss it and try to get the rebound? 3.2 seconds to play. Badgers up two. Mitchell, second free throw. Back rim, no. Got his own rebound. Fadeaway flip. It is off the rim, no good. And the Badgers will survive. Woo! A good look from Mitchell, and it fell off. And the Badgers escape 61-59.
A good look. A great look. Thank you.
Well, that's the game you play when you foul up three with a 1-1. You make the front end. High arch on that second shot. Had a great look at a putback. And fortunately for the Badgers, it fell off. Never in doubt.
I do have a feeling, however, there will be a practice of a free throw box out.
Yes.
As far as a couple of those, when you look at it. Real quick on Minnesota. Really impressed.
Yes.
This team is so much better than last year.
Yep.
On film they looked at, but even in person, Matt,
yep,
like so much better. And what Ben Johnson has done here to get this team going. And then you give a whole bunch of credit to Wisconsin. This is what veteran groups should do. This is how they should approach the games. They needed it. Coach Gard challenged them after the Indiana game. They had a chance to respond to his challenge. Found a way to get a stop.
Yeah, find a way to win when you're not great. And Wisconsin looked like,
yes,
it might blow them out, right? The first half. But Minnesota was terrific in the second half. But the Badgers get the win. And now they're 7-1 in the Big Ten.
I'm not speechless a lot. But it's January, middle of it. There is nothing better than college basketball. This is what this is about.
It's the best.
This is why I'm so passionate all the time about it. Because these kids get a chance to come out here and play in games like this with an atmosphere like this in close games. This is why this game is just beautiful.
And it's still only January.
It's still only January.
Buckle
I know
up.
You. You're, yeah.
Buckle
you're,
up.
And you're like, man, I got to work next to Butchie a lot.
Oh,
I'm sorry. I'm just excited about this. But this is what this is about. Kids get to come in here and show what they're learning, how they're improving, taking the coaching from Greg Gard, and what they're doing. Like, it's just a thing of beauty to watch.
Mm-hmm.
So proud of what this group has done so far. Great things are ahead, and there's so much improvement that they still have ahead of them, which is the fun part.
The Badgers will go home a 2-point winner here tonight. Before we throw to a commercial break, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Your home for the Packers.
1400 AM WRJN Racine, 99.9 FM W260CV Racine, and 98.1 FM W251BU Kenosha.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
Final score tonight at Williams Arena, Wisconsin 61, Minnesota 59. We're back with the Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show in a couple of minutes. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
This is Don Rosen. Come join me for local news, weather, sports, and some good morning fun as well. Weekday morning, 6 to 8 on 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, and 98.1 FM. WRJN, hometown radio, refreshed.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
Did you know there's a building described as being the hottest in Racine County? It's the Firehouse Museum, built in 1882 on 6th Street in Racine. Museum volunteer Steve Salvo tells host Don Rosen it's a really special place for fire history.
It's one of those hidden treasures in Racine people don't know about.
I think we really are.
And Salvo says there's surprises for visitors, too.
The fact that the horses that pulled the fire apparatus actually lived in the building with the firefighters.
Special events are held at the museum, too, and you can learn all about it at RacineFireBells.org. RacineFireBells.org. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
This is Don Rosen. We're talking to local guests with lifestyle and important information for you. Weekday morning, 6 to 8 on 1400 AM, 99.9 FM and 98.1 FM. WRJN, hometown radio, refreshed.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder. Metamorphosis, lost of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools